Okay, so this brings us to the conclusion of the last 2 weeks that we focused completely on how to improve relationships. And now for your weekly challenge, right? This week, first of all, I need you to keep on working with your physiology, walking, waking up, checking your state throughout the day. You have to keep doing these things to continue the momentum moving forward. And if you find you've been doing these things and you've sort of hit a lull or it's gotten a little boring, figure out a way to add some spice, to shift it up a little bit. Maybe it's new music or a new activity, something to keep you interested and engaged in continuing to change your physiological state. That's how you get control of your emotional fitness and of your personal power, is by working on how you're dealing physiologically with these emotions as they come up. This is how we quote unquote control emotions, right? And this also means that you have to keep practicing your empowering questions, shifting the way you speak to yourself, shifting those statements and those beliefs that we have, and to stop yourself when you notice you're in the middle of it and shift. And yes, it takes effort, and yes, it's worthwhile. So keep doing what you've been doing and everything you've been learning up until this point. Now, for this week in particular, you need to think of three people who are dragging you down, who are, you know, those people that are waiting your boat down that you won't get to shore if they're still on. And you want to think about how you can improve those relationships. And your challenge is not to think about how you can do it. Your challenge is actually to talk to those people. So I want you to, maybe it's the top three people on your list, and use the tools, right? Use the tools that we've talked about, right? That's by saying, here are the facts. This is how I feel, and asking them for what they need, and also having that be a chance for you to assert your own needs. Right? This will improve your momentum greatly in terms of where you're moving your life towards. And it also allow you to address any long-standing things that are keeping brushed under the rug with certain people, and that don't have to be, you know, your spouse. It can just be a colleague or a friend, you know, somebody that's not contributing. You don't tell them that, remember, but you want to basically get really specific with three people. And I highly suggest that before you start a conversation with anyone, that you write down what you want to say, what you need from them, what you want to find out from them, and almost little bullet points, so you're clear before you just open Pandora's box and say, hey, I really want to improve our relationship. What do you need from me? Right? It has to be a little bit more strategic to that. So review your notes from this week. Pick three people that you want to improve your relationships with, and it can be your children, right? Especially if they're older. If they're little, they're not usually able to articulate these sorts of things. And really do something specific to move that relationship forward. And that typically requires a face-to-face, heart-to-heart, real conversation. We want to get away from, if you remember what we talked about in a few modules ago, that kind of passive stance. Things will not change if we just passively hang out waiting for that other person to treat us better or for things to be different. So do it responsibly. Do it using the words that I've suggested, and let me know how it goes. So good luck with that. Here's to having healthier, stronger relationships, and I'll see you in next week's modules.